WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, we began the discussion about precipitation types by talking about liquid precipitation. So now we jump into the freezer to look at the frozen kind of precipitation. This includes ice pellets, hail, snow, snow grains, and ice crystals. Ice pellets, often referred to as sleet, is precipitation of transparent or translucent pellets of ice. These are usually round or irregular hard grains of ice consisting of frozen raindrops or largely melted then refrozen snowflakes. Precipitation in the form of small balls or other pieces of ice is called hail. Hail often falls as separate pieces, sometimes called stones, or it can fall as frozen irregular lumps. Hail is typically associated with thunderstorms, with individual hailstones ranging in size from a quarter of an inch in diameter to much greater sizes. Hailstones that reach 1 inch in diameter or larger mark a thunderstorm as severe. Snow pellets are white, opaque grains of ice. The grains are usually round or sometimes conical. The diameter of snow pellets are less than a quarter of an inch. Snow is frozen precipitation in a crystalline form, mostly branched in the form of six-pointed stars. The amount of liquid content in snow can vary dramatically from dry snow to very wet snow with variations in snowflake size. Snow grains are very small, white, and opaque grains of ice. This is basically frozen drizzle. And finally, in the frozen category, we have ice crystals. These generally occur in very cold regions in the form of needles, columns, or plates. Sometimes referred to as diamond dust, this is a type of fog produced by a cirrus cloud on the ground. But unlike fog, a stratus cloud on the ground, the individual particles of ice crystals form directly as ice. The shape of the individual crystals of ice causes the light pillar optical effect above the light source. In our next episode, we'll take a look at obscurations, which limit horizontal visibility.